WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is now 31 degrees. The time is 7 o'clock. Time for an update from the ABC Network, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major presidential candidates converging in swing state Pennsylvania Monday night. Vice President Kamala Harris in Erie.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
Harris talking about former President Trump, who was just outside of Philadelphia rallying. Two attendees passed out from the heat.
I wish we could open those doors to outside.
But they couldn't for security reasons. Trump ended the audience Q&A, spoke for a few more minutes, and then stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Overnight, Trump began asking an appeals court to transfer his New York criminal case to federal court. A suspect under arrest in North Carolina accused of threatening FEMA workers, helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. This is ABC News. Six more people now coming forward accusing music mogul Sean Diddy Combs of sexual assault and abuse. The accusations coming in a string of new lawsuits. One man says he was just 16 when he was attacked. New moves in panda diplomacy between China and the U.S.
2 months after the San Diego Zoo received the country's first pandas in over two decades, the one that started it all will also get to continue its storied relationship with the world's cutest form of diplomacy. On Monday, the Smithsonian National Zoo, which started this exchange program with China in 1972, posted on social media that something, quote, giant was coming today via the FedEx Panda Express. In fact, they also stated that they would need to shut down the zoo as they welcome their new guests, Bao Li and Qing Bao.
ABC's Danny New. And in New York, in the baseball playoffs, the Yankees winning Game 1 of the ALCS against the Guardians. Game 2 today, Mets tying up the NLCS with a win over the Dodgers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, Tool, Heated Coats, and Vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock from WRCO are at 31 degrees. We'll share with you forecast details in just a moment.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
Today's high 53. Tonight, mainly clear and cold with a hard freeze. A low of 25. A freeze warning tonight for all of the area until 9 tomorrow morning. Wednesday night, it looks like clear and temperatures around 38. Thursday, 65. And Friday, 70 with sunshine. Right now, WRCO, northwest winds are at 2. And on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 31 degrees this morning.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's the cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's they boil.
Thomas Redd and Riley Green. Half of me wants a ski. Oh, no, it's too early in the morning for that. Anyway, some things to celebrate today. It is I Love Lucy Day. That classic show debuted all those years ago. Today is Breast Health Day, Global Hand Washing Day. It's, let's see, My Mom is a Student Day, International Day of Rural Women. It is National Grouch Day, Lemon Bar Day. Oh, there's something. I kind of thought that was one of those recipes that was kind of lost, but people still do make pretty good lemon bars, that's for sure. My mama used to make some of them. It's National Pug Dog Day. It's National White Cane Safety Day today. Let's see. It's Sewing Lovers Day. Boy, a lot of things to celebrate. National Roast Pheasant. National Mushroom Day. Red Wine Day. Wow. It is National Chicken Cacciatore Day. I'll have Hank read that one and see if he gets it. Let's see. What else? Oh, it's National Cheese Curd Day. Wow. We celebrate that all the time here in Wisconsin, don't we? Nothing better, right? Good stuff. All right. A few things to celebrate today. It's Quizzy Poo Day coming up, too. Here's Lone Star.
Weren't born to be goners. We dig deep, we go long. Where we come from is strong. We are changers with the timers. We are lovers, we are fighters. Yeah, we came here to stay. Ain't never gonna walk away, away, away. We are crazy.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
I'll bet you never heard settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shoe, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shoes, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Toby Keith on WRCO. Never fear, Hank is near. It's Quizzy Poo Day, plus we'll have birthdays and anniversaries, too.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067. Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
When it comes to breast cancer, early detection saves lives. When found early, most breast cancers can be cured. That's why regular screenings are so important. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we offer the latest imaging technology, including 3D and diagnostic mammography, offering you convenience and peace of mind. If you're over 40, ask your provider when scheduling a mammogram might be right for you.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good.
Ouch. Coming in on a walker today. What's going on?
Oh, I had to ref football last night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Todd McKay, Chris Kenny, and Brian Allen.
Took a lot out of you.
Oh, I had to carry all three of them, Phil.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Oh, that's
so
too bad.
That's my last one over there this year.
Wow.
So it hurts. But, yeah, they're giving me a bad time last night. So I said, you know what? To each his own, young
yep.
men.
They don't get as much radio time as you do.
No, but they could.
They probably could. It's kind of an open mic.
Yeah, Todd McKay was just, he went to Upper Iowa University. He is a, what are they calling? They honored him all last weekend.
They did?
Yeah. I don't know what for, but it's a community. It was a commitment to the university or something. It was a...
Oh.
But
they put a statue up about him or something? Or?
No.
Okay.
Probably buried a time machine for him.
Oh, but, that could be.
But no, he well-deserved. So he's... so anyway, kudos to him. They do a nice job. Brian, Chris, and Todd do a nice job. It's nice to work with them.
Oh.
Bunch of cahoots like them guys.
We want to say hey to some great listeners today. Mark and Kay, they stopped by this morning and...
Why would you stop? See, no, and you...
Donated some pens for us.
You've already dropped three of them on the ground.
Well, I just opened it up and dropped them on the table here. There we are.
Yeah, that's...
There's a lot
of pens there.
The first one I pulled out and went to use, you know what, it didn't write. So, I mean, I'm not complaining, but...
But we even told them when they dropped them off that we never run out of ink. The pens always run away.
That one works. There you go.
So you found one that works.
I found one that works. I'll have to do my quiz with it.
Can I have that one? Because you're going to lose that good one.
There you go. What's that? Oh, that's the one that doesn't write? Oh, yeah, it does too.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right away.
So.
Anyway, how was your evening?
Good. Yeah, good. Very relaxing.
We had a nice ball game last night, JV football game. Riverdale won. What are you doing? Are you making a turkey or your ham?
No. I'm not making a turkey. I'm tracing my hand here. But
okay.
But then... you can make a tree out of it, see? And you make the fall leaves falling. There you go. Can't even tell it's my hand. It looks like a...
No, you can tell it's your hand.
Can you?
Yeah, Phil, that... Huh. I just wonder if you should go back to art class.
Well, probably. Anyway,
But anyway, Riverdale won 7-0, beat Blackhawk Warren last night. Good ball game.
Good for them. Oh, awesome.
Good ball game. So very impressed with them.
What's the quiz on today there, Mike?
Well, you know, it's what Joanne is most of the time.
What's that?
It's National Grouch Day.
What?
Yep.
Whoa.
But boy, did I get a look? Yeah, did I get a look?
You better watch it.
She should be the one taking this quiz.
You have your back to her, by the way, so be careful.
Anyway, so it's National, you know, today is National Grouch Day.
Right? As in Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah. I have found 22 questions on National Grouch and pick the best 10 of them.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Wow. I'm not sure where it's going, but I'm ready.
Are you ready? All right. National Grouch Day.
Ground Grouch Day.
Yeah. National Grouch Day has its origins in psychology.
Ah.
True or false? These are all true or false.
Okay.
All right. National Grouch Day was created to promote positive thinking.
All right.
Number three, Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street is considered the unofficial mascot of National Grouch Day.
Oh, yes. He was the one I could always relate to on Sesame Street. And Cookie Monster, too.
I was always Big Bird for some reason.
Big Bird?
Or Bert. Love Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie were all right, too.
Number four.
Hey, Bert. Yep.
Well, National Grouch Day encourages people to avoid being negative at all cost.
Okay.
Number five? Is it five?
Yep.
All right. National Grouch Day was established by Sesame Street. These are pretty tough quizzes.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Number six. It is common for people to share complaints and annoyances on National Grouch Day. I think it's National Grouch Day in here every day.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know how I am.
No, I was talking about Joanne.
Oh.
Again. Number seven. National Grouch Day is only celebrated in the United States. Apparently, we're the only grouchy people around.
You haven't had your morning coffee yet.
I have a sip.
You've had a sip?
I've had a sip. Number eight, celebrating National Grouch Day can be a way to relieve stress. I tell you what, my words are just coming together here. Number nine, National Grouch Day has created to raise awareness about mental health.
Boy, I don't like it when you laugh because I don't know which way we're going on this.
Well, you get flip a coin. Flip a coin.
All right.
Number 10. On National Grouch Day, people are encouraged to be rude and mean to others.
Got to think about it. All right. All right.
Are you a master at Grouch Day?
Yeah.
All right. Number one, young man. National Grouch Day has its origins in psychology.
It's got to be true.
No, it's false.
What? I'm off to a grouchy start here.
The day was not founded by psychologists, more of a playful observance day.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Number two. National Grouch Day was created to promote positive thinking.
False?
But it's false. The day is actually about embracing and celebrating the grumpy of grouchy side of life.
Well, I guess right on that one.
Number three. Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street is considered the unofficial mascot of National Grouch Day.
Got to be true.
It is true.
Yep. Yep.
Number four, National Grouch Day encourages people to avoid being negative at all cost.
I wrote false.
It is false.
Is it?
It encourages people to accept and express their grouchy mood in a humorous way.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Yeah.
It's what we do here every day.
Poke fun of yourself a little bit.
Yep. Number five, National Grouch Day was established by Sesame Street.
False.
It is false. While Oscar the Grouch is linked to the day, it's not officially established by Sesame Street.
Huh.
Number six, it's common for people to share complaints and annoyances on National Grouch Day.
Got to be true.
It is true. Sharing tips and letting off steam is a popular way to celebrate.
Woo! All right. Five in a row, baby.
Ooh. You're not going to get a fridge hanger, though. And no. You should on Grouch Day. Because that
would... Oh, thank you very much. You know how I am.
Oh, yeah, you're always just a bad mood.
Right.
Number seven, is that what we're on, buddy?
We are on number seven, yes.
National Grouch Day is only celebrated in the United States.
It's got to be false.
It is. While it's be more popular in the U.S., anyone can celebrate it worldwide.
Oh, yeah, they're grouchy people.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. Wow. Number eight, celebrate National Grouch Day can be a way to relieve stress.
I would say true.
It is true.
Positive.
Embracing grouchiness can be a way to let frustration and lighthearted manner.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Number nine, National Grouch Day was created to raise awareness about mental health.
I would say true.
False.
Huh.
It is false.
Oh, man.
While it indirectly supports emotional expression, it wasn't specifically created for mental health awareness.
Too wrong.
I can't believe that. Number
10.
10. On National Grouch Day, people are encouraged to be rude and mean to others.
It's got to be false.
It is false. We never want to be rude and mean to people. The day is meant to be fun and humorous, not an excuse to be generally unkind.
Eight correct.
Not bad, young man.
Woo!
You're a genius at a grouch.
Thank you. Well, I guess that...
You scored, what is it, 80%? That's not bad being
not
a
bad.
Grouch.
Not bad. Well, I'm the only one in class. You know, I have no one to compare it to. But, it's not a fridge hanger, but still, I should be able to play sports now for the rest of the fall sports season.
Yeah, well, you might as well finish it up, grouch.
Yeah. Rizal fracking.
Yep. So anyway, third and 19. He has a point for third and 19. Now, punt it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, hey, some good football action coming up.
I heard you won one in fantasy football.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's a sad day. I beat old Mr. Hernan.
So you are a one-hit wonder.
I am a one-hit wonder. I was the winless wonders.
Yep. Change your name.
I'm going to change it to one-hit
wonders. One-hit wonders.
Yeah, I won by like 50 points. Can't believe it. But because Hernan's team is really good.
Yeah, I lost. I got just creamed by Granny Joanne.
Your Granny Joanne's 6-0. But here, I'm a sleeper.
You're a sleeper?
Trying to draw.
Going on strong?
I want to draw her in the first round and beat her in the first round of playoffs.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Now we're trying to concentrate on the playoffs. Playoffs. Who's thinking about the playoffs?
Well, her kicker almost beat me by himself. So Sando's got me 4 points, and her kicker got like 180. But how can you do that?
She's a cheater.
I tell
you. And if you say anything to her, she'll just grouch you out. Have a good day,
she's
buddy.
She's going to demand equal time here.
Yeah, have a good day and be kind.
That's old Hank.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
This Bosses Week, it's time to celebrate all the milestones you've achieved, like signing that big client, training new team members, and hitting your sales goals. It's a moment to recognize the people who helped make it possible. Let Added Touch Floral and Gifts in Richland Center help say thank you. They're your friendly hometown florist ready to deliver smiles. Call them at 647-2319 or visit them online at addedtouchfloral.com. Show your appreciation this Bosses Week with Added Touch Floral and Gifts. They deliver.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that
middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is this Saturday. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU's shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Some notes on today. 1951, the sitcom I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, premiered. It ran until mid-1957. 1955, Grand Ole Opry made its TV debut on ABC. And in 1977, Fleetwood Mac released Rumors, one of the best-selling albums of all time. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men's size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes going out to these fine folks in Radio Land. Brittany Murr from the Park Street Christian Church. Gene Clark from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday to Noah Durst from Lori and the Guys. And from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday to Joe Durst from daughter Elizabeth this week. And to Kenny Muller from Lori and the Guys. To Wyatt Muller from St. Mary School. Schmidtwoman Hills residents and staff would like to salute Norma Clark and Dawn Willis. They celebrate today. Happy birthday from Little Willow Birthday Club to Kenny Muller, Jeff Sutton, and Olivia Sharp. Happy 88th birthday to Kenneth Pine from Rick and Julie Pine. Happy 88 years. And to Sarah Bell, love from Mom. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier. Wishes going out today to Fred Dillon, to Seth Doman, to Jan Brockway Johnson, and happy anniversary to Jerry and Sue McCleary and Paul and Lou Kretz celebrating today. Happy birthday to Don Willis with love from the Turner family. Hoping you have an awesome day. And checking out notes today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy birthday, Tommy Franklin, Carol Cradwell, Stacy Schultz, Dean Tisdale, and Xander Dytel. Happy anniversary to Billy and Jesse Barr, Wes and Kara Clevin, to Doug and Vicki Myers, Mark and Pam Puckett, Don and Carla Scott, and Tim and Kay Wilson. Happy birthday to Fred Dillon from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Have a great day today, Fred, 75. And happy birthday from Kate, Adam, April, Amy, the grandkids, and your best friend Gary as well, saying happy birthday today. And for Mr. Dillon, who was in here, he filled in for Hank this past summer. I've composed this lovely poem today. Fabulous Fred, formerly known as Mr., he did his best to teach me and my sister. I gave him some strife, though he saved my life. In Seneca, you see, when that big bruiser was plowing the field with me. Happy birthday to Mr. Dillon today. Coach Dillon, have a great day. Happy birthday as well from the RC Lions to Isaiah Jones, Brittany Murr, to Jamie Tracy, and Gabby Cosgrove. Also, it's Nathan Alvin's birthday. Happy anniversary, Paul and Lou Kretz, and to Dennis and Deborah Muller. Happy anniversary wishes to Dennis and Jean Peterson from Five Points Lutheran Church, to Paul Kretz from Lou, and to Lou from Paul. Congratulations to the Kretzes, 47 today. And happy anniversary to Billy and Jesse Barr. Hope you have a great day. And Billy, get your corn up. Okay, great. Have a great day to Billy and Jesse. Thanks for sending those notes to us.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root, dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Call the right plays on your next project with rental tools and equipment from All American Do It Center. Excavators, trailers, lifts, trenchers, concrete, air and power tools, generators, flooring, and drywall. Score big as rentals are 20% off on Tuesdays. And get the extra point as your 10th is free. Don't punt. Check out the used equipment for sale at allamericandoitcenter.com. Reach your project's end zone with equipment from the rental center team at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Thanks for joining us today. We're at 31 degrees. That is the new overnight low, or is it? No, no. It looks like we were briefly at 30. So 31 right now. Good thing I put my little posies and pansies away there last night. But tonight could be even more needed to cover and put your plants elsewhere, because we're going to get some great weather. They're going to live on with some nice weather coming up at the end of the week and the weekend as well. Well, we'll set the stage for lots of events going on in Southwest Wisconsin tonight during our 810 Sports Report, with some volleyball matches. A couple of teams in the area are kind of honing in on chances to win a conference championship in volleyball, Richland Center and Ithaca both. So good luck to both volleyball teams as they enter the week. And we'll have some soccer results from last night. Plus, Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary last night. He's had a few of those in his career right at the end of the half. It was to Alan Lazard, a former Packer as well. Well, they didn't win the game, but a lot of people were talking about that throw. You might want to look that up. It was pretty cool. Phil in the Open, you have a great day. Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It is a sunny 31 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly cloudy and cool today, a high of 53. Tonight, mainly clear and cold with a hard freeze, a low of 25. And we are under a frost advisory this morning until 9 o'clock. Again in Richland Center, after a low of 30, it's 31 degrees.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Due to prolonged drought conditions and potential for elevated fire danger, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reinstating burning permits in 13 counties. A permit is now required for burning a debris pile, a barrel, or in grasslands and wooded areas unless the ground is snow-covered. A burn permit is not required for campfires intended for cooking or warming, but the public is reminded to use extreme caution. All of Columbia, Crawford, Green Lake, Marquette, Portage, Richland, Sauk, Waupaca, and Washera counties, and portions of Oconto, Dane, Grant, and Iowa counties are included. More information is available on the DNR's website. Now is the time to get involved if you want to help with hurricane relief. Red Cross of Wisconsin Executive Director Catherine Halverson says 94 Wisconsin Red Cross volunteers and staff members deployed to help with cleanup after Hurricane Milton. Halverson says the best way people can help is with financial donations, but they can also volunteer to help virtually. More information on ways to help can be found at the Red Cross website, redcrossblood.org. The American Red Cross also continues to work to restock critically needed blood products. Donors are encouraged to make an appointment to give now to help keep the blood supply stable. Two blood drives will be held today. The first will be held from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School. The second will be held from noon to 4 at the Linden Station Fire Department. Blood drives will continue throughout the week. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. Thursday, a blood drive will be held from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwak, and a blood drive will be held from 11 to 5 Friday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz kicked off a busy week in the battleground state with a rally at UW-Eau Claire. Walz says he believes the race for the presidency will be won going through Wisconsin. Walz also spoke on the importance of getting young people out to vote. The campus stop was Walz's fifth in Wisconsin since being selected as Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. Republicans are sensing an opportunity in Wisconsin's closely watched Senate race. They are pouring money into the campaign, even as Democrats insist a tight race was to be expected in the battleground state. Democrats' hopes of maintaining majority control of the Senate hinge partly on Senator Tammy Baldwin turning back the challenge from millionaire Republican challenger Eric Hovde, who is backed by former President Donald Trump. The influx of Republican spending on the race has gotten Democrats' attention in the race's final weeks. They've increased their spending on ads, too. Richland School District business official John Bosworth presented information about the equalized value and levy rate and property tax versus state aid at last night's board meeting. The board will set the tax levy for the Richland School District on October 28th. He reported that at this time, there is just a small increase in the factors for the tax levy. The only increase in the tax levy is due to inflation. The fair market value on the tax bill is the same as the equalized value. Bosworth also gave four different scenarios of what the tax levy could be for the 2024-25 preliminary budget. Factors to consider are state aid, levy rate, and future years. The mill rates being considered are $8.56, $8.66, $9.12, and $10.22. Of all the townships, Buena Vista will be the hardest hit due to its 18% increase in equalized value. Many of the board members feel that the rate needs to be kept in the area of the amount that was promised in the referendum. The most popular scenario among board members was number two, which calls for the maximum revenue and paying $100,000 in defeasance. The board unanimously approved scenario two at a levy of $8.66. A referendum project process was approved, which allows the Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee members to review any bid specs and proposals and select a vendor so long as the decision is unanimous. If any bid selection is not endorsed by all present members of the committee, that bid process would then come to the full board for action. To allow the Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee chairperson and the district administrator to approve change orders up to $25,000 and to allow the Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee as a whole to approve change orders up to $150,000 if the decision is unanimous by the committee. All other situations will come to the full board for consideration. Sean Josem, Director of Special Education, reported on the Check and Connect program, which is in its second year in the district. Check and Connect is an intervention used with K through 12 students who show warning signs of disengagement with school and who are at risk of dropping out. At the core of Check and Connect is a trusting relationship between the student and a caring, trained mentor who both advocates for and challenges the student to keep education salient. Students are referred to Check and Connect when they show warning signs of disengaging from school, such as poor attendance, behavioral issues, and/or low grades. School psychologist Lisa Goff said that students are not only excelling in the program, they choose to stay in the program and get involved in new activities. At this time, 16 mentors are mentoring 17 students. The ask last night was the approval of two additional mentors, which would allow the district to mentor 19 students. In other items, the board approved changes in special education staffing to allow a special transportation van driver and assistant and a special education reading math instructor. The formalizing of an easement between Brady and Rachel Ewing and the Richland School District. Upgrades to the Richland Center High School IMC at a cost not to exceed $275,000. And the acceptance of a number of gifts to the district. There will be no school in the Richland School District on Wednesday. It is an in-service day, and parent-teacher conferences will be held from 11 to 7. The Richland School District's annual meeting and budget hearing will be held next Monday, October 21st at 6:30 in the Richland Center High School IMC. The 38th Annual Tri-State Agriculture Lenders Seminar will be held Tuesday, October 29th, from 9:45 to 3:15 at the Best Western Plus Hotel in Dubuque, Iowa. Machinery Values and Right to Repair, Farm Transition Planning will be featured topics, along with the usual market updates on dairy, livestock, and crop commodities. The cost of the program is $100 per person by October 18th. To register, contact Larry Tranel or Kimberly Feltz at the ISU Extension in Dubuque County at 563-583-6496 or email tranel at iastate.edu or kfeltz at iastate.edu for registration information.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at fillback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Fillback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Fillback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Tuesday, October 15th. James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City, died last Tuesday at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mays O'Maney are assisting the family of James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock. Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub, Bosqueville. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bosqueville Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosqueville is assisting the family of Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janice M. Shelby, 76 of Richland Center. Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca. Sharon Hess, 78 of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock next Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where a rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church next Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess, 78 of Loganville. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 26th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with a burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, October 26th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Applications are being accepted for a grant program aimed at small businesses through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The Small Business Development Grant can provide funds ranging from $50,000 to $250,000 to regional economic development organizations and local governments. The application deadline is October 18th. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.